Back to our chart. Now that we've refreshed our memories concerning the structure of the superhelical ramp, let's compare its DNA binding power to that of the N-terminal region of the histone octamer. This latter region is defined simply as everything N-ward of helix 1, namely those aimlessly meandering 8 strands we just looked at a few minutes ago. Let's start our comparison by looking at the superhelical ramp. This is said to bind about 146 base pairs of DNA, which means twice that many phosphate groups, i.e., 292 phosphate groups in all. There are about 212 amino acids in the superhelical ramp structures, of which 60 are basic. By the way, if you watched part 1 of this series, you may recall that I gave this number as 62 there, but only 60 here. That's because we're not counting histidine here. Histidine is rather short compared to lysine and arginine, and furthermore, at physiological pH, its positive charge is negligible. As for the longer and more powerfully charged lysine and arginine residues in the superhelical ramp, their numbers are sufficient to neutralize only 21% of the phosphate group negative charges in DNA. Moreover, as we showed in part 1, the alignment between these positive and negative charges is surprisingly poor.